You know, because last week I talked about trials, and it's amazing how God's, and then what Kathy was sharing in the beginning about trials, and then what God, because I really want to share that message like 2 weeks ago. But God's plan was, he has everything planned. He knows when we're going to face difficulties, and his word's always timely. And I just feel like we should, you know, just continue to share or even talk about trials. Because we are going to face more trials in our faith. And if we, and if our relationship with the Lord isn't really built and established on Christ, we're going to be like that house that was built on sand and would just crumble. Because when the storm came, because both houses were built, but the foundation was different. And if our foundation is not secure, when storms and trials come along, that's where really, when that storm comes, then we realize, you know, maybe my foundation is not really built on Christ. Maybe I'm not believing who Christ is in my life. Maybe my hope is not in Christ. Maybe part of it is, but not wholeheartedly. And I think when we go through trials, it just reveals truly what we believe. And so as we follow where God leads us, we encounter trials and struggles. I know this week I had, on Monday and Tuesday, I can barely walk. I was in so much pain. And it was amazing, and Carrie goes, here, we'll get the kids to pray. You know, even after they prayed, I was like, oh, thank you, Lord, my back. I could actually stand up straight. And I think to have that faith like a child, their prayers weren't as eloquent as sometimes we try to have our prayers. You know, we're trying to find all the perfect words. We're trying to get everything so perfect. Okay, I got to say this word. I got to say this. I got to quote this scripture. I got to quote this and that, which is good, but come as a child to the Father and say, Lord, I pray for healing in this in my dad's back. And then, you know, so thank you for this good day. But how, just praying from the heart to pray for that person, to pray for whoever, whatever trial you're going through. Lord, I need your strength today. Lord, I need you to be my backbone. God uses those trials to shape and mold us into the people he desires us to become. He wants us to be shaped and molded into the image of Christ. Our Lord went through trials. You know, I think of when he was tempted by Satan. He says, he said, it is written, man doesn't eat by bread alone, but by every word of God. Depending on the word of God. You know, Jesus combated Satan by saying, it is written, get behind me, Satan. You don't need to be coming against me. But to look to the Lord, because he has defeated Satan. He's a defeated foe, and so he's going to try to torment you, bug you, trying to put some doubts in your mind. And God has given us all things necessary for life and godliness through the knowledge of Christ. And you think of about putting on the armor of Christ. You think of Ephesians 6. You think of 2 Corinthians 10, 4. You know, you take captive every thought. God has given us all these things, but are we applying them to our lives? And this is what God, through the trials, is trying to show. Maybe we're not following through. Maybe not we're trusting him in that. You know, maybe not we should meditate on that one scripture. Lord, help me to understand what you're sharing to me in the scripture. You know, I think of the one time I was going through such turmoil in my life, and I was in Thailand, and I just, it's amazing how God speaks. He just, I was on a beach, of course, in Thailand, and it was white. But there's this, when I came out of the water of this one place, there was a red piece, a white piece of paper with red letters on it. It had Psalm 16:8 in it. And I was like, wow. So I picked it up. For the odds for myself to come out of the water to be exactly where this piece of paper was. And there's other people around, but not in that spot. But it says, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Psalm 16:8 says, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I will not be shaken. You know, that really encouraged me when I went through that. And I know when we go through trials or we go through difficulties, God speaks to us. He will show us a scripture because we're reading his word, we're meditating on his word, we're desiring to, Lord, what is the purpose of this trial? What are you trying to reveal in this trial? And as I shared last week, he's just trying to take off on that chaff to expose more of his fruit, to help us to grow in a more of a godly character, to build godly character traits in our lives. And sometimes when we go through difficulties to expose what we, to really reveal what we believe. And so I think as we trust him, we're going to know him in such a manner that we have not known him before. So my love for him will grow deeper. And that's my desire, right? It's the love for Christ to grow deeper. And not to love this world, but love him. And because this world's dying. Mm-hmm. Nothing here offers me what Christ can offer me. I want to think of more about the kingdom of God and to be used by him and to pray for those who are lost, you know, and to pray for that their eyes of their heart, their eyes be opened up to the gospel of Christ. To live in a different, have different desires than I do now, right? But I want Christ to be glorified. In James 1:2-4 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. That perseverance finishes work so that you may be mature, so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything. This is why we go through trials, because God is wanting to mature us to really mature us and to allow us to grow deeper with him. You know, I looked up last week, I shared a definition of trial, and so it's a temptation. It's adversary. It's being just problems. We, you know, irritations. We go through irritations as a part of a trial. We endure, of which it proves the merit of what we believe. I could walk away from the Lord. I could say, Lord, I don't want nothing of this. But am I going to say, no, Lord, I want to go deeper with you. Jesus is an example of how trials should be endured. We see that in Luke 4, 1 to 13. That's when he was being tempted in the desert. And also Matthew 26, 39 to 42. Just Stephen, when he was in the garden, he's like, Lord, God, if there's any other way, Father, is there any other way that I don't want to go through this. But then he goes, you know what, Lord, let your will be done. Let it be done unto me. When we go through trials, Lord, help me to have the attitude of Christ to say, even when I'm going through this trial, let it be done unto me, what you want to expose in my life. What do you want to bring to light? And sometimes we go through trials and we're like, oh, this is terrible. Maybe I shouldn't have prayed this. Because God, He knows what you could handle in a trial. He knows what you could face. And He's strengthening you to go through it. And He's with you in every trial. He's not distant. He's not somewhere, you know, on vacation, you know, suntanning or anything, but He's always with you through the trials. He's there. He's with us even right now. And sometimes it doesn't feel like that. As we discover that one possible reason God allows suffering at times in believers' life, so that we may grow in godly character and to reveal Christ to others who do not have the same hope that we have, or maybe other believers that maybe are going through trials, but to reveal Christ to them. I think when we discover that suffering, God has our best interests in mind, and we fall to our knees and worship Him. Just to go, Lord, here I am. I'm worshiping You in this trial. Lord, I'm going to worship You no matter how I feel, no matter what's going on. You look throughout the Bible through what Jesus did. He prayed. You look at Joseph. You look at Moses. You look at so many other people. Jeremiah, all of them. Paul. You look at all these people. And they followed what Christ did, right? They prayed. Because Christ is the only one that can give us the strength to face whatever we could go through, what we are going through. And He's gone through it. I know my wife shared this morning about this a lady, Joni. And I listened to it and I was like, wow, this is... She's a lady at age of 70. She's 70 now. And at 17, she had a diving accident. She dove into shallow water and became paralyzed from, you know, neck down. And she, you know, she's like, my life. And every morning she's like, Lord, I need Your strength. Lord, how do You want to use me? And through these, because some tragically, something like that, like at 17, you have this, you think she had these dreams and hopes. But she also prayed, Lord, that You would use me. She prayed, Lord, use me. And from this accident, or this tragedy, I'm not going to say an accident, but this tragedy, she's able to minister to people. She's wrote numerous books. She has these outreaches to help other kids. But I wrote this one thing down, she said, Joni shared, that God wants to showcase Himself through our lives. That people would say, how does he or she stand to face every day in their trial? He wants to showcase us. That it's Him that is working in our lives and through our lives. That we're showing not ourselves. Because I could be like this beautiful, you know, vase, so shiny, but then that draws attention away from Christ. But He wants us not to be the showcase. He wants to be the showcase through our lives. So what we do is doesn't bring attention to ourselves, but it brings attention to Christ. So through our trials, it's Him that's being showcased. And I love that what she said. And then at times we could be short-sighted in our trials. And we see things dimly, foggy, hazy, not truly seeing how God is using us to build us in our trials. So our lens is not cleared. Like we're seeing it through foggy lenses, through different color lenses. How does that go in love and respect? Through yeah, blue glasses, hate, you know, pink glasses and stuff. We see things differently when we go through trials. But it was, Lord, but reveal to me how you want me to see this. And help me to praise you through this. But he wants us to be able to share the good news of Christ through our trials. So he would be showcased in us and through us. Just like, how do you get through that day? Because I asked the Lord to help me today. And at times we get short-sighted in our trials. It's amazing, right? We're very short-sighted people at times. But Lord, help me to see the bigger picture. Help me, Lord, to see what you want to do in my life to give you the glory. Lord, help me to be your mouthpiece, to share the gospel to others. You know, when Jesus was on the cross in his suffering, he still cared for others. And the thief, he spoke to the thief. You know, one was kind of said, oh, you know, give him lip. And this other guy, he goes, this is God. He never did anything. And he says, today you'll be in the kingdom with me. He still ministered to both thieves, but one really received him. And he also ministered to his mom. And he said to the disciple who loved him, he said, you look after my mom. And also you, mom, you be with him. He's always ministering to people, even in his deepest tragedy, like that trial, being on the cross, and he's still ministering to people. Think of that. He's still ministering to people. So when we go through trials and we desire to be like Christ, Lord, help me to minister to people through my trials. Lord, help me not to have this pity party. Lord, help me not to have this anger, bitterness, resentment, why I'm going through this. But Lord, help me to see why. And maybe I won't know why I'm going through it, but Lord, I want you to be glorified through me today, that you would be honored. It's like what Enid talked about, attitude, our perspectives. How is your perspective, your attitude today? Right? And sometimes we could go to the Lord and ask the Lord, Lord, search me. Show anything in my heart that maybe needs to be dealt with. And the Lord will reveal that. And through trials, he reveals those things. So 2 Corinthians 4, 7-11, I think we were kind of reading that before. I think we have that on the thing. Because last week I was like, I'll start in verse 5. I apologize. It says, so for we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants. We are servants of Christ. We are about to, we're yielded to him to be used by him. For Jesus' sake. For God, who said, let the light shine out of the darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of knowledge of God, of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side but not crushed, perplexed but not despaired, persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. We always carry about in our bodies the death of Christ, so that the life of Jesus may be also revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. But we have this treasure in jars of clay. What is this treasure that we have? Jesus, the life of Christ. We have the Holy Spirit. And who's the jars of clay? Yeah. We are the jars of clay. You know, what does treasure mean to you? What do you think of treasure?
Something precious.
Valuable. Expensive. It's very rare. Not rare, but it's a treasure. Something that you desire to have.
Abundance.
Yeah. When Christ came to our lives, it's that treasure that we were, before Christ, we were hungering for something, but we didn't know. And when we received this treasure, when we received Christ, it fulfilled us. It satisfied us. The desires of this world kind of got strangely dim. We didn't want anything else but Christ. He's the treasure that fills us and satisfies us, and one that helps us through whatever it is. He's the thing that we desire most of. I'm hoping it's the most thing that you desired for our lives. You know, we are weak and fragile. We are easily damaged. It's a treasure within the vessel that gives its value. We're these clay pots, like, you know, on the over there, they got clay pots, and those clay pots are worth really nothing, not really expensive things. But once it feels, if Christ is in that, then it becomes very, it's a treasure. It's very valuable because of what's of who is living in within you. And as we live in this world, we are showcasing Christ. We are revealing Christ to others. You think of this world, people are hopeless. And they're desiring to know and trying to be satisfied, but nothing in this world will satisfy them except for Christ. And think of that. We have Christ, the Holy Spirit, living within us. So that when we go through trials, we could show Christ to others and say, this is how I get through days. This is how I go through my illness. This is how I get through my depression or my heartaches or you know, family loss or whatever you're going through. He's the one that sustains me and helps me to get through it. Because I'm desiring to grow closer to Him. You know, in spite of all of Paul is just keeping preaching Jesus. That's all Paul, he preached Jesus. Even when he went through trials, he still preached Jesus. And he prayed for blind eyes and blind minds to be opened. And Lord, if we have blind eyes to something, I pray that you would open our blind eyes today. Lord, that you would reveal through your scripture, or Father, you know, just as time we spend with you, you reveal what we may be blinded to. You know, the gospel of Jesus is a treasure of incredible value. You know, in Philippians, I'll go back to this in a bit, but Philippians 3:8-9 says, what is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. Consider them rubbish, garbage. Everything of this world, Paul considered garbage, rubbish. That I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. And I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. When we go through trials, we are becoming more like Christ. When we pray, Lord, I want to be more like Christ. Father, I want to be more like Christ. That's why sometimes we go through more trials. Of sharing of his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, to die unto self, to be used by him, to not really, some people won't see me for who I am, but they would see Christ. May the world not see and admire the praise of an ordinary cracked jar, but instead be drawn to the treasure of the gospel. Be attracted to Christ. You know, may the glory of Christ be clearly seen in your life, wherever you go and whatever you do. You know, and as we, when we think can you turn that back on, Kathy, please? You know, when we are in verse 8, it says we are afflicted in every way but not crushed, perplexed but not driven to despair. I think of a pearl, an oyster. There's always an irritation that comes inside that oyster. It produces a pearl. That irritation creates that treasure. Irritations are just trials to bring forth Christ, to allow Christ to be revealed in our lives. So we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. He will not crush us. He will sustain us. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. It's, as I shared last week, in our trials, we are, as we, before even trials, God has times that we will spend time with him and to spend intimate time with him and listening to him, and he prepares us for maybe a trial coming up. It's not, you know, it's a time of, there's some trials and then a time of rest, but there's, in those trials, we are growing. We're growing deeper. And it's just to develop us. He's trying to, he doesn't want to crush us, but he wants to reveal himself in us and through us. Persecuted but not stricken down, not forsaken, struck down, not destroyed. Because he sees the treasure. He wants to produce the life of Christ in us and through us. And we, when we go through things, he's just trying to bring to light. And then that we would showcase Christ to others. That, you know, in this dark world, we would be that light on the hill. But it's Christ that we are eliminating, we're showcasing to others. It's not about myself, it's about Christ. It's Christ that we proclaim and showcase to others. We don't want to bring attention to ourselves because then we get proudful to look what I'm doing. But Christ, at times in our suffering or our trials, we are not very proud. Lord, we need you. I need you, Lord, to be my backbone to get through this. My prayer is like our attitudes and how we see trials Lord, that only the Lord could help us through those. That we wouldn't depend on ourselves, that we would depend on Christ. And that we would say, Lord, I'm tired of doing this on my own. Lord, I'm tired of running away from you. Lord, I'm tired of allowing the things of this world to captivate my mind. You know, if you're a believer and follower of Christ, then you are like a full jar of treasure. We're always being poured out, but being refilled. We pour out and being filled. We could give and give, but never run dry because Christ pours into us. And I just pray that as we go through life, we are in our trials, we would ask the Lord to help us. To help us to realize, Lord, what are you trying to reveal? He might not reveal anything until later on. But Lord, that's okay. Lord, because I trust in you that you have everything in control. I'll finish in Psalm. Psalm 121. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? Psalm 121. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He watches over you. It will not slumber. It's amazing. God does not slumber. Indeed, he watches over Israel, will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He'll watch over you, watch over your life. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forever. You know, we should never dread bad news. We should be confident in the one true God. Being confident in the one who created us. Being confident in the God that nothing takes him by surprise. He has a plan and purpose. And that's for us to showcase his life. To speak of the resurrected Lord. To share the hope that we have to others who are perishing. So, Lord, help us to showcase you in our daily lives. Lord, help us to be your hands and feet. Lord, let us to be used by you in our workplaces, you know, in the area of influences that we have in our families and with our friends. And Father, that we would showcase Christ to others. And Lord, that we would be confident in you. Lord, help us to depend on you more. And Lord, I thank you for trials. I thank you that you are producing and revealing areas of our lives where we might not be trusting you as we should, or where we're not letting go. But Lord, thank you that you are working in us. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you speak to us, and I pray that our ears be opened and our eyes to see what you're doing. Lord, let us be, I pray that we would desire to be part of what you're doing. And Lord, that we would not be caught up of this world, but Lord, that we would be thinking, have thoughts more of the kingdom of Christ that is coming soon. Lord, that we would be ready for the coming of Christ, to come back for his bride. Lord, I pray that you prepare us, and I thank you that you are working in us, and thank you that you are stirring us to grow deeper with you. And I thank you, Lord, that you are drawing us closer to you. And I thank you that you are not done with us yet. And I thank you, Lord. Lord, I just pray that you, Lord, would continue to speak to us throughout the rest of the day, throughout the rest of the week. And Lord, that we would write down, and Father, that we would have a testimony to share with others, Father, that what you have shared with us. Lord, I thank you that in our despair, you're there, and you're the one who uplifts us and encourages. I thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. So, yeah. Do you?